Like Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich.
And I'm Bonnie North. Dozens of teenagers and their families will camp in a field in the tiny town of Iola this weekend, but the camping itself isn't the objective. They'll be on hand to compete in the Wisconsin High School Cycling League's State Mountain Biking Championship.
It is a sport that is under the radar compared to other high school athletics like football, soccer, and basketball, and the name is misleading. Middle schoolers compete as well. So we reached out for a little more information from Kathy Mock. She is co-founder and co-director of the Wisconsin High School Cycling League. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How did mountain biking happen to become a sport for Wisconsin middle school students and high school students?
About 5 years ago, my son, who is now 16, was around 12 years old, and he basically came to his mother and father and said, "Hey, I love riding mountain bikes with you guys, but I'd much rather do it with some friends." So that kind of spurred both of us into thinking, we should look at a program for youth mountain biking for kids. What we basically came up with is we did a spring club. It was 8 weeks long. First year out, we had 100 kids. Kind of fast forward, we then heard a little bit more information about NICA, which is the National Interscholastic Cycling Association. And they came to us and said, "Hey, would you guys like to start the Wisconsin High School Cycling League?" And long story short, I kind of connected with Trek and found a co-director, and we did that about 4 years ago, and that's basically how we started. And NICA has guide you on their path of guidance in starting this program.
Can you talk about what the kids who are part of this program are looking for versus any other high school sports out there?
Our program is a little bit different in that in other sports, you typically see the programs start out and they get pretty intense and serious pretty quickly. It's seems like we're asking, those sports are asking kids to choose a one sport when they're in, you know, first to sixth grade. And our sport is a little bit different in that we are very focused on participation rather than competition. And we our main goal is to just get more kids on bikes, so that they have this activity to take with them into adulthood, to stay fit and healthy and want to be outdoors.
Right. It seems like biking is one of those sports that if you're not careful, you could, you know, wring all the fun out of it.
It is. And we really focus on encouraging families and parents and student athletes to take it slow and enjoy it and enjoy riding with their peers and enjoy riding out in the woods, taking that focus off of that high-level competition so that they enjoy it for the rest of their lives.
So mountain biking gets, you know, you see a lot of extreme videos surrounding mountain biking. Can you contrast what, you know, people might see in a Mountain Dew commercial versus what a high school mountain bike competition looks like?
Yes, there is a huge difference between that sort of thing that you see on Red Bull, and huge contrast. We are very much focused on managing the risk factors, and the real strength of the program, of the NICA program, is the coaching. And all of our coaches must become certified, and the focus is on risk management. Making sure that we are teaching proper skills and not allowing kids to perform on their bike in a way that would offer high levels of a chance for them to get injured. So we're very focused on the risk management.
As we're having this conversation, it's the eve of the state championship competition. Can you give us a sense for the scale and where it's taking place, what it's going to look like?
It is going to be at Iola Winter Sports Park, and we will have roughly 480 to probably 550 athletes participating. We actually have 680 kids enrolled in the program, but some kids choose not to race just because it's not their thing, and we do not require them to race. And basically, on Sunday morning, we have the middle school boys race in three categories at 9:30 in the morning. We send the eighth grade boys out, and then a minute later, we send the seventh grade boys and then the sixth grade boys. They finish their race, and then we stage all the girls, and the girls race each in their individual categories. So we have varsity, JV, sophomore, freshman, eighth, seventh, and sixth grade girls, all in separate categories. And then at 12:30, we race the high school boys. And those categories are varsity, JV, sophomore, and freshman. And the various categories do various lengths of races. So the middle schoolers are doing one lap, and the laps are usually from 5 to 6 miles long. Varsity boys are doing four laps. They're out there upwards of an hour and a half. And varsity girls, just to, for instance, do three laps. The courses are packed with spectators. We normally have about 800 to around 1,000 spectators with cowbells, and the teams kind of get together and cheer on each of their racers in each of the categories. So it's quite a sight to see. It's much like a pro level event. It's pretty big. So kids hear their name over the loudspeaker. That's huge for them. And like I said, cheering for everybody.
So this event and most of the meets over the course of the season are in central or northern Wisconsin, but I gather you're at the point where you do have teams from around the state?
Yes. Right now we have 49 teams. The goal is to eventually have a team at every high school and middle school in the state of Wisconsin. And we basically start out with composite teams that form in an area, and they consist of various high schools and middle schools. And then as time rolls forward, they get more organized and split off into single school teams.
How does gender break down? How many, boys do you have competing versus girls?
Right now we have 23% girls and the remainder boys. And our goal is to, get that up to 25 to 50%. We put a huge focus on getting girls into the program just because with the studies that the national organization has done is mountain biking is a wonderful sport, especially for girls, because it kind of gets them out of their comfort zone and it creates a level of confidence that they need to move forward in every aspect of life.
If I understand correctly, you are not a WIAA sport, and you're not seeking it at this point. What do you get from being independent of the statewide governing body?
I guess I would say we get to move away or not be constrained by a ton of rules. For instance, if we were a WIAA sport, it would be hard for kids to participate in races outside of their season. And we actually also have our own insurance, and we don't ask the schools for any money when we start a team in a school.
So how do you grow the league, both in terms of participants, girls and boys, and also new teams coming on board?
We have our last race of the season this coming Sunday, and from that point forward until we start the preseason activities in April and May, June, July, I will be looking to develop in areas that we don't have great penetration. So I'll be meeting with schools, meeting with coaches and directors that want to start a team. So, yes, that's the goal. And as far as getting more girls involved, we have a sort of a female mentor program where we've tried to assemble many, many female adult riders that are interested in mentoring these young girls, and we get them involved in each of the teams. We make sure that each team has at least one female coach so that when we get girls on the team, they have someone to mentor them. We work heavily in that area.
Well, Kathy Mock, it's an exciting time. Good luck this weekend, and best of luck with the league moving forward.
Thank you very much.
Kathy Mock is co-founder and co-director of the Wisconsin High School Cycling League. The league state championship is set for Sunday in Iola. You can find a link to more about the league and to see pictures from the current mountain bike season at wuwm.com.